Trump-backed candidate Daniel Cameron, the Trump culture of winning is alive and well in Kentucky. By Hannah Blow on May 17, 2023. Trump-backed Kentucky gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron, who won the Republican primary in Tuesday night's race, made it clear after his victory that the Trump culture of winning is alive and well in his state. Of course, a big thank you to President Donald J. Trump for his support and his endorsement of this campaign, Cameron said before adding, "Let me just say, the Trump culture of winning is alive and well in Kentucky." That remark is significant, as it comes days after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., traveled to Iowa, where he blasted the GOP's culture of losing. "We must reject the culture of losing that has impacted our party in recent years. The time for excuses is over," DeSantis said. "If we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again." Ironically, that remark came ahead of his failed 11th-hour endorsement of one of Cameron's GOP challengers, former UN Ambassador Kelly Craft. The day prior to the election, DeSantis threw support behind his friend in a recorded message. "Hello, this is Governor Ron DeSantis, coming to you from the free state of Florida. You've had a woke, liberal governor who's put a radical agenda ahead of Kentuckians. The stakes couldn't be higher," DeSantis said in the recorded message, claiming that Kraft shares the same vision we do in Florida. "She will stand up to the left as they try to indoctrinate our children with their woke ideology. Kelly will fight against crazy ESG policies that are trying to end the coal industry in Kentucky. And Kelly's going to do everything in her power to end the fentanyl crisis that is hurting Kentucky families," the governor added, urging Republicans to support her in the primary. However, Cameron still defeated Kraft, the latter of whom dropped to third place, by over 30 points. Trump congratulated Cameron Wednesday morning while blasting DeSantis, as a Democrat won the mayor's race in Jacksonville, Florida.